This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. In his first public appearance since a 37-count federal indictment against him, former U.S. President Donald Trump told the Georgia State Republican Party the charges against him were ridiculous and baseless. In the indictment unsealed Friday, Trump is accused of willfully defying Justice Department demands to return classified documents and soliciting aides in his efforts to hide the records and telling his lawyers that he wanted to defy a subpoena. Speaking Saturday in Columbus, Georgia, Trump claimed the indictments were simply an effort by U.S. President Joe Biden to eliminate him as a political enemy.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
The Associated Press reports the speech included allegations that either contradicted or were not confirmed by the news agency. Trump is scheduled to address the North Carolina Republican Party later Saturday. Despite the former president's protestations, legal experts say the Justice Department has built a strong case. Temple University law professor Craig Green told the Reuters news agency, after reading through the indictment, his biggest surprise is how active Trump was in allegedly concealing the documents from authorities. He said it also raises the question of why.
Another theme of the prosecution that I think one, it's not directly stated, but I think it's very clear, there was no good reason for Mr. Trump to have these documents at Mar-a-Lago. There was no good reason for him to be showing them to other people. There was no good reason he should be hiding them. And I think that idea of carelessness and of abuse of public trust and of risk to national security, I think is at the core of all of these allegations.
Green was quick to add that in a politically charged case like this one, it only takes one